75 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check commodity markets, and we bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And the grain markets are just lightly mixed this morning. We were mostly lower on the overnight markets, pretty quiet, in fact. The corn right now is fractionally higher. September corn at 3.48, it's up 0.75 cents. December is a penny higher at 3.62. Not a lot going on there in the corn. Yesterday's rally tried to take out the previous day's high, which it did, but just couldn't keep anything going, light volume. Mexico's economic minister says that he's coming to Washington, D.C. to discuss trade. And this would be a big boon, I think, to the corn market, since Mexico is a big buyer of U.S. corn. Corn export bookings were far above expectations, 25.2 million bushel row crop and a whopping 30.5 million bushels anew. On the bean side of things, we're down a couple of cents right now. The August beans at 840 and a quarter, down 2 cents. New crop November, 856, down a penny and three quarters. The meal market seems like every time we get down around 328, we see a bounce. Again, meal's just fractionally higher this morning. August meal is at 328.90, up 70 cents. The wheat market's stronger today. I think we're seeing some spread unwinding. Earlier this week, we'd seen spreaders buying beans and selling wheat. Right now, we've got the September wheat at 503, that's up 8.5 cents. December 518 and three quarters, up 8 cents. In the Kansas City wheat, we're also higher. September at 495.5 is up 7.75. The bean oil's been kind of the weak sister of this bean trade and continues to be so today, just a little bit on the soft side. The cattle and feeder cattle have traded to both sides already this morning, with the August live cattle at 109.22. That's up 27 cents. The August feeders, 154.60, up 15. We do have a cattle on feed report tomorrow. I noticed that the trade estimates, particularly on the placement side, were extremely wide. That kind of sets us up for maybe some volatility after this Friday afternoon report. That would be on the Monday trade. Hog market is also a hair higher. Really have been extremely oversold this week. The August hogs at 67.77 are 57 cents higher. Note that we have a big discount on August hog futures to the cash price again. On the outside markets, Brian, we've got the crude oil bouncing this morning. We're up 87 cents right now on the August crude at 69.63. The metals markets continue to be on the weak side. The U.S. dollar, very strong again, took out last July's high, 95.27 on the September dollar for right now. That's up 46 cents. This has been a kind of a wild week. We've seen stronger grain futures, but we've still not even come back half of what we lost last week. That is an important feature to remember. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you so much, Ellen. We're at 75 degrees at 9 o'clock. Let's take a quick check at current conditions across the WIOL listening area. Here in Urbana, we're up to 75 degrees with sunny skies, and up to 70 degrees now in Bloomington Normal, 72 in Decatur, 71 degrees in Danville, 75 now in Charleston, Mattoon, and up to 73 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies today, a slight chance of a thunderstorm late in the day, a high of 82 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight with a low of 67. For tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 85. Then Saturday, mostly cloudy and cooler, a chance of showers and a high of 78. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.